a computer science PhD from Rice University. I've taught 2 years as an adjunct professor at the University of Texas. I'm here today to request that the Texas High School biology textbooks include material on universal Darwinism as a means of improving them with respect to 6 of the TEKS objectives. All 7 biology textbooks that I reviewed lacked any mention of ideas from evolutionary biology making their way into other fields. This idea of universal Darwinism is being applied to linguistics, cultural anthropology, immunology, cosmology, and a host of other areas. Interestingly, the process of science itself is evolutionary in nature. Universal Darwinism has been very successfully applied to the area called evolutionary computing. This fascinating branch of computer science is rich and mature enough as a science to deserve mention in biology textbooks for 2 reasons. First, evolutionary computing allows the creation of a virtual environment where the essential aspects of the theory of evolution, which are variation, hereditary replication, and differential fitness, can play out in a relatively short time scale. Such modeling gives us insights into the evolution of biological life and helps us understand those aspects of biological evolution that are essential for it to work. The second interesting and relevant aspect of evolutionary computing is how it is being used as an unconscious design tool. In any area where a design space can be modeled and a fitness measure created, evolutionary computing can be used to create a zoo of competing designs with ever-increasing fitness. This approach has been used to design electronic circuits, neural networks, computer programs, bridges, natural language processors, and a wide variety of other things. A February 2003 Scientific American article describes how evolutionary computing has been used to recreate or improve upon 15 patented designs. I've included this article in your packet. This same technique can be used to create new designs in areas where we lack good design methods. Inclusion of universal Darwinism or evolutionary computing in the textbooks under consideration, perhaps in the form of a 1-to-2-page inset, would improve these books greatly. Such a change would exemplify how the theory of evolution can be applied in non-biological domains in science itself. It would demonstrate how biology interrelates with different areas of science. It would describe how computers can be used as a tool to understand the evolutionary process that are not readily grasped due to the large timescales involved. And it would inspire students to see how evolution can be used to solve challenging practical problems. Thank you.